You're listening to Drive Time Sports on KOAL AM 750. The play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. Right now, the USU Eastern softball team is playing host to the Salt Lake Community College Bruins. Now, the USU Eastern Lady Eagles are a perfect 4-0 in conference play. They've gotten off to a terrific start, sweeping Colorado Northwestern. Earlier this week, I was able to catch up with Coach Brittany Richens, and just one of those weeks, unfortunately, where schedules did not mesh, and so we weren't able to get Coach Richens on the show live, but I was able to pre-record the interview and play back today as the Lady Eagles are in action right now against Salt Lake Community College. So I'm going to play that right now. Our interview earlier this week with Coach Brittany Richens. Coach, it's been a while, but it's great to get you back in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Definitely. Hey, conference play's off and rolling, and you guys got off to a great conference start, topping Colorado in four straight games, 4-0 to start the conference season. You can't ask for much more than that.
No, it was really fun, and it was good to see the girls get out and just kind of do what they love to do.
How much better is it once conference play starts? Because the preseason schedule, I know it's really cold, a lot of traveling, but now once you get into conference play, you kind of have an established schedule and know what you're getting into every week.
Yeah, I think it's nice because you develop a routine. When you kind of have the preseason, there's not really a routine. And now we're kind of getting into that, so it's pretty nice.
How much different was the preseason for you in your second year compared to your first year?
We played more games than we did last year, and so that was a lot of fun. I think that kind of helped and let us decide who we needed to work with on what. And we had 3 weeks in between from our conference game and our preseason game, so that was nice too, just a lot of stuff to work on. So,
as far as the number of girls that you have this year, I mean, that's pretty much similar as to what it was last year as well, right?
Yeah, I think I had 20 last year, and this year I have 18, so it's pretty much the same.
And that's a pretty good number as far as practice and that goes. You enjoy having that number?
Yeah, I like having that much because then I can have like two separate teams if we decide to inter squad or something like that. So it's not too bad. It's not too many to handle. And yeah.
I know every team kind of has their own identity. So going into conference play, what was this team's identity? I mean, how did you view your team going into the contest against Colorado?
I just kind of threw it to them on kind of what they wanted to do. And they want to win every series or at least tie every series. So I think that's a great team goal for them. And I think they're more than capable to do that.
I talked to Coach Mattson earlier on in the week, and he said it's pretty simple. If you win your home games, split your road games, you're going to win conference.
I mean, yeah.
It's that simple.
Yeah, it's pretty much that easy, yeah.
And you guys go toe-to-toe with Colorado. They had to forfeit their first game. That's a little odd. I don't recall the last time I seen a forfeit in conference play, but that's what happened in the first game.
Yeah, they have 10 players. They had two girls get hurt, so they kind of opted to forfeit and come back for the 3 o'clock game. So
that's odd, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of odd. My parents kind of go. They like, kind of like to support, and my dad's like, oh, Brittany, it's not rugby, it's softball. So it was, I mean, it was kind of funny, just kind of like a running joke and stuff. So it was a lot of fun, and the girls really enjoyed it. So.
Now, as far as the offense in this particular series, you guys scored a boatload of runs. On top of that, you had close to 50 hits. And so the offensive production was outstanding during the first weekend of conference play.
Yeah, they really stepped up. We've kind of been focusing a lot on hitting and stuff. And with the new facility they got in the event center, it makes us able to get a lot more reps and stuff like that. It makes it nice, so.
Who do you view on this team as kind of the offensive juggernaut, someone that you have a lot of faith in once the, you know, maybe the offense goes stale, somebody in the lineup that you look to and say, okay, you know what, when they come up, everything's going to be okay?
I think I have a couple people I can rely on. Cassidy Howe, she's my shortstop. She played last year. She got second team all region last year. And I can tell her to do something and she does it. It's nice. Mackenzie Isaacs, she's a lefty. I had a coach call me. She's from Arizona. Had never seen her play before, and I just kind of took her off the coach's word. And she just makes things happen. It's crazy, and she's a gamer. She's all about the game. So,
you talk about returners. You have 4 returners on this year's team. How much growth have you seen in those girls who have a year under their belt now with this program?
I think they've completely done a 180. I have a couple. I have Madison Blauer, Cassidy Howe, Alex Barella, and Angeliki Lokini, and they've just really stepped up and done what we've asked them to do, and They've kind of taken a leadership role, so that's nice too.
Let's talk about the pitching in this series, and we'll talk about the three pitchers that pitched complete games for you, because again, that first game was a forfeit. Out of that, I mean, you really only gave up something like, what, 11 or 12 hits over the weekend, right? Colorado didn't have very many hits.
Yeah, it was pretty close to that. So
yeah, I mean, that's outstanding. As far as earned runs go, it was there one earned run, I think, all weekend?
Yeah, they had one home run, so.
And that was it?
Yeah.
And then, of course, you talk about Angeliki. She goes with shutout in her final game, or in the final game of the series as well.
Yeah, that's really big for her. I would say Leakey and Shaylee are ground ball, fly ball pitchers, and Carly kind of can blow it past them, or, you know, throw her change up and mix up the ball. And so it was really nice for Leakey to get a shutout and for our defense to kind of stay behind her.
I asked you how many pitchers this team has. You said three. We have three pitchers.
Yep.
That's pretty much all you need, because there is no inning limit, right? And there's no inning count.
No.
I mean, you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, we don't need a lot. You can, I mean, I would ideally like to have four, but you could have two start and two close. But, I mean, three, we can make it work, so.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Brittany Richens of the USU Eastern Lady Eagles softball squad. Let's talk about this weekend, Salt Lake. This is a big conference weekend for you, because not everyone has started off 4-0, obviously, in conference play. That's difficult to do. Now, if you guys can at least earn a split with Salt Lake on the road, you're good to go.
Yeah, we're the only team that swept for the whole weekend. Everyone else split. So right now we're winning conference. It's a huge confidence boost for the girls. If we can pick up one, two runs, I would be ecstatic.
Now, I know that Colorado maybe isn't up to par with some of the other teams in this conference, but still, by the time these other squads get Colorado, it's the middle of the season. You have other variables you can't account for, fatigue, injuries. I mean, that's a huge boost for you guys to start off 4-0. I mean, that's a great advantage.
Yeah, it was, I mean, like I told the girls, I was really proud of them. And this week's our spring break. And after I got done, I was like, see you guys Wednesday. And they're like, it didn't like dawn on them that we were only practicing 2 days. So they kind of got real excited. And I like to show them that I appreciate their wins and stuff. So reward them with a day off.
I know that these kids have compensation to play college ball, because they, you know, scholarships or whatever. We talk to high school coaches about Christmas break, Thanksgiving break, and sometimes the kids check out beforehand knowing that there's no school, you know. Is that a problem? Is that something you have to account for as a college coach going into spring break?
I don't think so. I didn't even realize that it was spring break. So, I mean, I'm sure the girls did and I'm sure they were excited, but I just kind of focus and try not to say, oh, hey, spring break's next week or Thanksgiving break or whatever. We just kind of stay focused on what we're doing.
I'm sure the time flies completely. I mean, we're already in the beginning of March. I'm sure it's kind of mind-blowing for you.
Yeah, it goes by super fast. So you can, like, play your first weekend and it'll feel like next thing you know, it's the fifth weekend. So,
Coach, if we talk about conference play in general, last year you guys were extremely competitive in conference play. I mean, there were several games that you probably should have won that you lost.
Yeah, there was a lot.
There were several games where it felt like, man, that was yours for the taking. Looking at it this year, how do you feel this team fits in this conference, which is always going to be competitive because we got some great schools in this conference, but where does USU Eastern fit in?
I mean, I would hope that we would win region, but being realistic, I hope that we can get up into the two or three spot of mm-hmm. conference. I think the girls are more than capable of doing that. It's just a matter of keeping the ball in play, eliminating the errors, and keeping our pitchers healthy.
You guys did commit a couple of errors against Colorado, but you said, look, when you're hitting the ball the way you guys were hitting the ball, something like 50 hits in four games, that's okay. You can live with a couple of errors.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah.
How has practice been since you guys got the wins? I mean, I know this is your second day of practice back, but I mean, how have things been since then?
Yeah, they've been really good. So the girls are really focused and they're really excited to hopefully go and get a couple wins this weekend. So,
can you feel like the tight-knit group? Do they like being around each other? I'm sure that's important as well.
Yeah, I think for the most part, they like being around each other. They don't really hang out a lot outside of softball. Some of them do, some of them don't. So I think that's something that's important as well. Come together on the field and just kind of mesh well.
And you also have a couple of assistants this year. I know we talked about this at the end of last year, but just as a refreshing course here, who do you have helping you in the dugout this year?
Taylor Allman is my pitching and outfield coach, and then Emily Allman helps with pretty much anything. She helps with catchers, hitting, infield, outfield. They're really good and both just there to kind of help and support us. So,
And the as far as the schedule goes, I mean, you guys are a little bit different than baseball because baseball only has five teams in the conference where you guys have six.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have a bye week. Following this week, you guys return home next weekend, right?
No, we go to CSN, and then we're at CSI, and then snow.
You're opposite of the baseball.
That's
we're opposite of baseball.
Yeah. Yes. So we have five road games. It's CSN, CSI, snow, CNCC, then Slick, and then we're back at home.
And then you guys are going to finish with a long stretch of home games.
Yeah, three weekend home games.
Yeah, so it's heavy road at the beginning, heavy home the second half of the season. Opposite of last year, if I remember right.
Yeah, yeah. And then next year, they'll flip-flop the first and fifth.
You guys had a lengthy road trip last year.
Yeah.
I remember that now as we talk about it.
Yeah.
Coach, it is always fun to get you in and talk a little bit about the team. Thank you very much for the time and best of luck as you guys take on Salt Lake.
Thank you.
Again, that's Coach Brittany Richens of the USU Eastern Lady Eagles softball squad. She took out the time to join us in the studio earlier this week. It's a pre-recorded interview, but definitely wanted to get that on the air and share an update on how these girls are playing. Only four returners. Off to a great start so far, and of course, we'll bring you the updates on their current series with Salt Lake. Two games today, two games tomorrow, and then they're going to go on the road for a pretty lengthy trip as the conference season gets rolling, and boy, it just carries on and on and on. We're going to talk more about that in the coming days. We've got a break for just a moment. When we return, we'll move over to talk NFL football and the Legion of Boom in Seattle. That era is done. How will the Legion of Boom be perceived 10, 15, 20 years from now? Richard Sherman, done. Does he still have some game left in him? We'll talk about all that more when we return here on Drive Time Sports.